This is Lydia Johnson, joined by the national winner in agricultural sales placement area, Tanner Owens of the Canyon FFA chapter in Texas. Tanner, to get started today, will you tell us a little bit about your SAE project?
Yes, so my SAE revolved around working for Premier Nutrition Technologies, which is a family-owned business. My family owns it, actually, so family-owned business. And we sell supplements to show animals, kind of designed to maximize genetic potential to hopefully see them in the winner's circle at a big show.
It's a family business, but when did you get involved and how have your responsibilities evolved?
So we've had it for quite a while, but I probably didn't truly get involved till my freshman year when I started like packaging and helping ship products to be sent out and help talking to distributors and things like that.
So what are your day-to-day responsibilities look like?
So my day-to-day has grown over the past 4 years. I started out just like packaging and shipping product. That involves just putting it in a box, packaging it up, sending it out. And then as I've grown and kind of got a driver's license, and that began driving feed to distributors, local distributors. And then most recently, I've taken over marketing for Facebook. And so it's definitely cool to see the growth from advertisements and see how that relates back to sales.
To dive in a little bit, tell us a little bit about these supplements that you sell.
Yes, so they're for sheep, cattle, goats, swine. We cover all of them. We have a couple different products for your needs. We have a hydrator, which is a electrolyte product, all the way to one of our most popular products, which would be Total Control, which is used to hold swine. So if you have a pig that's growing too fast, you need to hold it before the show, we can definitely help you out. So feel free to reach out to us, look us up, we're on Facebook.
The Facebook you manage. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Facebook page and what skills you've gained throughout your experience.
So it was definitely a learning curve because like finding out different algorithms and things like that, because I'm definitely not a Facebook person or even an influencer that you could say. But it was definitely cool to learn and kind of go online and watch some YouTube videos on kind of some marketing tips and different ways you can go about that. And my sister's actually a marketing manager for a bank in Texas. So it was cool to like see her insight and also how I could use that as well to grow our following and grow our followers and promote the business.
You mentioned many of the new skills you've gained. What has been one of the hardest things you've done in this project?
So one of the hardest things that I've done in this project was when COVID came around and the entire country was facing a supply chain issue and we faced it as well. So definitely that was the hardest thing, and just making sure that you could call businesses and try to get the product that you needed to make the feed, and kind of how we adapted and overcome from that. And what we learned because of COVID is to always keep enough inventory on stock for a couple months so you don't run out.
Tell us a little bit about your FFA experience.
Well, I've really enjoyed FFA. I got involved my freshman year. I ran for many offices at the district area and area levels. I served as a national FFA voting delegate last year, so that was really fun. So FFA has been very important to my high school career, and going forward, it's definitely helped me learn a lot of skills such as public speaking and responsibility, and even the skills I learned in my SAE will go forward and help me throughout my future career and go to help me throughout my life.
What are your future plans and how has your SAE affected those?
So currently I'm at Texas A&M University, majoring in ag business, and after that I hope to go to law school to achieve a career in ag law, oil and gas, natural resources, and that going that direction. And then definitely public speaking has helped me out, and hopefully I will use that in my future career a lot.
Well, bright future ahead for sure. Is there anyone you'd like to thank today?
Yes, I'd like to thank my parents and my siblings. They've always been there to push me and help me succeed. I also like to thank my ag teachers for helping to get me in the positions that I've been in throughout my high school journey.
Congratulations, Tanner, and best of luck.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.